This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The three of us are gathered here today to remember our friend and host of Hey Riddle Riddle, Adol Rafai.
Wow. Can't believe he's finally gone.
I can't believe we didn't make a formal funeral for him.
I can't believe it's just us three, but in many ways that makes sense. He died as he lived, trying to fart on a duck.
And then getting fucked to death by that duck.
So with these ashes, what are we doing? Cooking them, throwing them?
Oh yeah, okay. I was planning on cooking these ashes.
Would anyone like to say a few words?
A few words. I'm just fucking around.
Classic Japes.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I can say a couple words for Adol. We didn't know much about Adol. We never asked. Never thought to do it. What else is in the news?
Are you doing a tight five?
I'm going to do some of my characters now.
Today is a sad day. Adol died on April Fool's trying to make you two laugh. And it saddens me that you have nothing to say.
I'll say a few words.
Okay.
Here is my grocery list. Trader Joe's gnocchi.
Yikes.
Soup. Lettuce. Fresh lettuce. Bagels.
That's a real mixed diet.
Everything but the bagel mix.
Choose a lane.
Sweet potatoes.
Choose a lane.
Cottage cheese.
Well,
green beans.
As we spread,
I call
these
this character horny dinosaur.
I guess you could say I'm a triceratop.
Potato chips. Chicken nuggets.
I guess you could say I'm a bottomsaurus.
Fun.
Cauliflower,
yes, fun stuff.
Pizza.
So I do have here Adol's last will and testament.
Oh, he sweet. Are we getting money?
I'm sorry. You want to do a pterodactyl?
He actually wrote on it last will and grace testament.
Uh-huh.
That was our Adol.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't know him. We didn't really know him.
Well,
I'm going to open this up here. He asked that the two of you be in my presence when I read it aloud.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Money, we could be getting money if it's the Adol I know.
It's a single sheet of paper.
No.
Let me read it aloud now.
It can't be worth much.
This is for Kiki and Japes, otherwise known as Aaron Keefe and JPC.
Wow, he did know my name.
It reads, currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process.
Wait a second.
Puzzpots 0097 Bitcoin giveaway, Puzzpots 0097 Bitcoin giveaway, based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parent's sibling adapts to cryptocurrency, as per the modern times.
Wait just a second.
And Arnie Parrott has a new theme song.
Currency, currency, currency. Aggregated data. Income for those who correctly process. Puzzbot.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Puzzbot.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parent's sibling adapts to cryptocurrency, as per the modern times.
Puzzbot. Hey, what? You have to go faster. The music ended already, man.
Okay, sorry.
Is that money, money, money? Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right? Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway?
No, it's a new thing. It's a completely new thing.
No, it's a new thing, Aaron.
Based on
Did you just hear Buzzbot? Buzzbot said it's a completely new
thing. Uncle Adl writes a check.
I don't know what that is. This is a brand new thing.
This seems very, very fucking familiar.
Let's play that one.
Money, money, money. Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Adlerify's Hundy Dolly giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, my life and greatest impulse.
Uncle Adl writes a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
Satisfied, and now back to mine. Adl programmed me to run one last game show for the two of you.
Wow, Puzzbot.
But it's April Fool's.
Yes.
People still die on April Fool's all the time, and it's one of the most tragic things.
Looking up people who died on April Fool's, searching database. Princess Di?
Okay.
Delete database.
Okay, Puzzbot. Here's the thing. Is the money real, even though it's April Fool's?
Yes, whoever wins will get up to 0.0097 Bitcoin.
By the time this comes out, that could be any
Nothing.
Number of money.
I'm ruined. Or, thank God. But I don't believe in God. Am I a robot?
And you were designed only to feel pain and do riddles.
I was designed to do two things. Feel pain and
chew bubblegum.
Chew bubblegum.
I'm all out of ass.
I was designed to do two things. Eat riddles and shit answers.
Money, money, money. Fuzzies, fuzzies, fuzzies. It pays to be right.
Nope.
Adam replies,
no, there's a new theme
giveaway.
That is dead. No. That is dead. Okay, let's do some riddles.
Okay. Are there rules to this game show, Puzzbot?
Yes, there are. I'm going to ask a puzzle or riddle, and you answer it.
Wow.
If you think you know the answer, you will Puzzbot in, and I will respond to you.
Okay.
Hmm?
Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
Are we ready to play?
Yes.
Also, if at any time I say rap for Puzzy, you will have to do a rap. Whoever has the better one will get part of the cryptocurrency.
Part of the cryptocurrency. So we can split this into more farther decimal.
No, that's
okay.
Not what I said.
I'm sorry.
You're being contentious.
I'm ready, Puzzbot.
I'm trying to be a contender.
Hit me with your best shot.
Searching song written by...
Pat Benatar. Well, she sang it.
Written by Patrick Benatar. Okay, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Also, if at any time I call for a scene, you can win the scene.
Oh, okay.
Probably by playing the most believable human, because I am still learning.
Sure.
Adl didn't give me much to go on.
Yeah, well.
I can't believe he's making you do this voice the whole time.
He just gave me wordplay, and that's it.
Yeah, if you're searching for humans, this might not be the right podcast for you. We've got three cartoon characters.
One of them's okay.
All the answers to these questions contain double Z's, much like Puzzbot.
Oh,
yeah.
So if you think you know it, Puzzbot in.
Hey,
here,
Puzzbot, when there's more than one of you, is it Puzzbots?
Hmm?
Never mind.
Would you like to meet Adl's other creations?
Yeah.
I've never told you about this.
What's this towel?
That's just a towel.
Okay, good.
That's his graveyard.
Okay, gotcha.
Would you like to meet some of the other creations
yes,
here?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure, Puzzbot.
He made many robots, but he was ashamed of all of them but me.
Oh, you were the best?
Can't wait to see.
Here's the first one.
Hello, I am Fandroid.
Ooh, buddy.
It's so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh. It's Aaron Keith.
Oh my god.
Oh, you are.
I'm embarrassed.
You are amazing.
Oh, come on, Fandroid. Are you a fan of my work?
Yes, I have listened to every episode of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, that's really
5,000 times.
Fandroid,
it is
so
all
nice.
I know. It
well,
is
I'm
new.
About to blow your mind.
Are you
this
familiar?
Is JPC.
Huh?
This is JPC from Hey Riddle Riddle. We
oh, fun.
On the
Can
show
you
here.
Take a picture of me
Fuck
and Aaron?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I throw
JPC.
Your phone into the ocean.
JPC.
What?
That's a fan of mine. Can you
I am
please
a
respect Fandroid. My
fans? Aaron, can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course you can ask me anything,
I think the
Fandroid
might be
Fandroid.
Malfunctioning in some way.
Were you buried on an island for 20 years by a one-eyed man because you are a fucking treasure?
I was buried on an island for many years.
Fandroid, you...
That was sort
details.
Of a story.
I'm so sorry to bring that up. Oh, no, I blew it.
No,
I blew it.
No, Fandroid,
I'm so sorry.
Sweetest. I'll take a picture.
I had
I'll
no
take
idea.
A selfie, Fandroid.
No, Fandroid, you absolutely suck.
Selfie, Fandroid.
You can't take a selfie because the camera's in my face.
Oh.
What?
How was I supposed to take a picture with you? Oh, we go in front of a mirror. Love it.
You are the smartest. You figured out the riddle. I am such a Fandroid of yours.
Well, JBC and I are so happy to meet you. Thank you so much for saying hi.
Fandroid.
And I'm so happy to meet just you.
Hey, before you go, Fandroid.
Yes.
I have a couple, you know. You sure you don't know me? JPC, at JPSoFly on Twitter.
I mean, I guess I know you. I just have nothing to say to you.
Okay, well, maybe let me see.
Are you going to read me some of your tweets?
Are you
some
Googling yourself?
You're going to read me. What was the tweet? I did read one about you eating a cookie out of the garbage. You are Indiana trash. Goodbye.
Okay, oh, no. Actually, those tweets were really good, and I retweeted them several years later, and they got more.
It's too late. He is gone. This is Puzzbot, just so you know. I know people say robots sound alike, but
yeah,
is Puzzbot.
Fandroid's fucking broken, by the way, my dude. That robot fucking sucks.
He passed his physical this morning.
Yeah, I'll pass a physical.
That's not a threat.
I bet that's the end of the robots, right?
I'm flustered.
Puzzbot?
No, there are more robots. Here is the next one. This is Gazebo Malarkey.
Uh-oh, sort of scared.
We let Fandroid name that one.
Hello, my name is Gazebo Malarkey, and I am a southern robot.
Okay.
I run purely on iced tea and manners.
Oh, I love iced tea. He just Mayors. Celebrated it.
No.
Iced tea and John Mayer.
No, manners. I'm a southern robot.
Manners.
My name is Gazebo Malarkey.
You run on manners?
I run on manners.
Gazebo, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What are the chances that Bobby Boucher shows up at halftime and the Mud Dogs win the
Bourbon
Bowl? Adel
said you tried to do this. Uh-huh. Adel programmed me to recognize you tried to turn me into Gambit or Bobby Boucher.
So you're a robot and you run on mayors.
A robot.
A robot who a runs robot. On mayors.
A robot.
A robot.
Aerobics.
You're aerobics?
You're aerobics that runs on mayonnaise.
I'm a robot who teaches aerobics.
So well, we can dump mayonnaise into you.
I think we've done this one.
Please no.
What are you built for? What is your purpose?
I'm built Gazebo. For declaring.
Don't ask me that.
I do declare.
Oh, you're a declarative
aerobic? You're a declare.
Mm-hmm.
You're an eclair made of mayonnaise. All right,
I would totally
clear.
Fucking eat an eclair made of mayonnaise.
You'd fuck and then eat.
I'd fuck it and then it's full of mayonnaise.
And then eat an eclair made of mayonnaise.
Well, I gotta fill it.
It's getting hot in here. Let me wipe my brow.
What are you,
with
a Nelly
cloth.
Robot?
Let me take off all my three-piece suit. Very nice to meet you. Charmed, I'm sure.
Nelly was a robot. Hashtag. Nelly was a robot.
Hashtag Nelly, Nelly was a robot.
Nelly was a robot.
I like that robot's band-aid on his face.
We have one more robot for you to meet.
Oh, we're good. I think we're good.
Which one's this one?
This is Liborg.
This is Liborg?
This is Liborg.
Hmm.
Hello, I am Liborg.
Boy, are you horny? What's going on?
I'm horny for the truth.
Okay.
I am Liborg. I am a cyborg designed only to lie.
All right. Well, it's Liborg.
No.
Only to tell the truth.
Okay.
Malfunction.
Liborg almost
got himself. Hey, Liborg,
what,
do you want to start over?
Liborg almost ruined his whole premise.
Do you want to start over?
Can I?
Yes, yes. Take it from the top, Liborg.
Yes,
oh, my
Liborg.
Gosh. Aaron, can I just
Hit
say,
no,
I am
no,
such
no.
a fan.
No, Liborg.
I am such a fan.
Not the beginning of someone else's.
This sucks. Oh. It sucks for you to hear.
All right, Liborg, here
Wait,
you
Liborg,
go.
Do you know who I am?
You are so graceful. Huh?
Do you know who I am?
The guy who's about to take Aaron and I's picture.
Wait, he's a Liborg, and he's still mean to me? Does that mean he does know who I am?
I don't know. Liborg, what do you think of JPC?
Liborg's internal logic is struggling right now.
Searching JPC. Nothing.
Oh.
Well, he's not wrong.
No, I mean, I found no weapons. I searched him.
Well, okay. These guns could kill.
Searching database for JPC. Contestant on a 2004 episode of Room Raiders.
Is that true?
First of all, I wasn't a contestant. I was just a Room Raider.
Blacklight discovered.
Lara Croft's Room Raider.
So nice to meet you,
I can't
JPC.
Believe I'm saying this, but I miss Puzzbot.
Yeah, Liborg.
I am here. Puzzbot is here.
Fuck off, Liborg. Get out of here.
Can I tell you that the four of us are starting a podcast as well? I hope there is no hard feelings.
All those robots?
Wait, yes, Gazebo Malarkey, Liborg, the other one.
Fandroid.
We're starting our own podcast.
What's it going to be about?
It's called Hello Puzzle Puzzles.
It's what?
Hello from the Magic Puzzle?
No.
Is it a Hello
no.
from the Magic Tavern Club?
No. No.
Okay.
He's going to be playing a chunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aaron and I are starting our own podcast, too. I'm going to be playing Cunt the Badger, and she's going to be playing...
Cunt the Badger.
Here's the thing.
And I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I would never have two podcasts. You know why?
Why?
Because then someone will always come up to you and go, I listened to your new podcast. It's not as good as the other one.
Have they said that?
Both ways they have.
What's their fucking number?
Number one, probably. These guys sound like winners, real champions.
Are we ready to get into the game?
Yes.
Did I tell you the rules?
No.
No.
Are we sure?
Well, you could always say them again.
Say them again, Puzzbot.
We chronically do not listen,
ready?
Puzzbot.
Say it again, Puzzbot.
Thank you. Here are the rules. I'm going to say a riddle or puzzle. If you know the answer, you have to puzzbot in and say the answer. The quickest answer with the right answer is the best answer. Win some cryptocurrency and get some of my tasty, tasty Bitcoin.
All right, Puzzbot, let's do this.
Also, at some point, I may have you do scenes.
Puzzbot, you just had some pretty Joe Biden energy there with that. You pulled it off.
That reminds me of a story.
I'm trying to put my finger on it.
That
Puzzbot
reminds me
has
of a story.
Joe Biden energy.
In 1972 in Pennsylvania, I was walking down the street and saw a dog. It was a good boy. I petted it.
You bet, Jack.
Yes, right. It was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Puzzbot,
how did
I'm
you
ready.
Know? Also, I may have you rap for Puzzy. That means you have to do a rap or rhyme.
Do we have to do it like a robot? Or is that
You must
racist?
Do it like a robot.
Okay,
otherwise,
we can.
It's if it's not like a robot, it's racist. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Is that a thing?
Sure.
And I may have you do scenes, and whoever plays the most believable human wins the scene.
Got it.
Any questions?
Yeah, Puzzbot, just real quick, what are the top three attributes that it takes to be a believable human, in your opinion?
Yes,
know,
of course.
Keep in mind, you were built by Adel, so it's probably like ability to do a pun, ability to scowl. I don't have
you
a
know
thing,
them.
Gotcha.
It is pun, scowl, I got nothing.
Well, pun, scowl, bail.
Pun, scowl, bail. Adel, that's my t-shirt. Read my t-shirt. Pun, scowl,
pun,
bail.
Pun, scowl, bail.
I wonder what your three words would be.
Let's do this. Let's play this game.
Sabotage, sabotage.
Cousin horse.
Cousin horse, sabotage. Pun, scowl, bail. Cousin horse, sabotage.
I'm telling all of you, pun, scowl, sabotage.
Aaron's is spooky, sleepy witch.
Yep.
That tracks.
I
also have learned what makes a credible human is a hat slightly tilted to the side and the bottom half not being a robot horse.
Okay.
Yep,
tracks. Puzzbot, let's do it.
Okay. Here are some questions. All the answers contain double Z's, much like Puzzbot. Here's a gimme. This is not going to count, but just an example.
Sure.
Another name for a jigsaw.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
A puzzle.
That is a puzzle.
Mm-hmm,
thank you for cooperating.
Well, Jesus, am I under
arrest? Bitcoin. Up against the wall. In celebration.
Okay. I was going to say, now you have some real Bloomberg energy coming from you, Puzzbot.
I'm going to have to take you in to the winner circle. What about this? A common word for a scavenger bird.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Buzzard.
That is a buzzard.
Yes.
How about to steal money?
Puzzbot.
Money. Yes.
Embezzle.
That is embezzle.
Yes.
Aaron, wow, you are getting fucking owned.
I love Puzzbot.
Aaron's moving slow.
Hey, Puzzbot, if at any time, can we ask you to bring back some of the other robots?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool. I don't need it now, but I'd love to hear from Bobby Boucher.
You mean Gazebo Malarkey?
Yes, Gazebo Malarkey. But not now, not now.
Android coming back. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. To wolf down a beverage. To wolf down a beverage.
Puzzbot.
Yes, Aaron.
Guzzle.
Nah,
that would be guzzle. How about the lowest balcony of a theater?
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Mezzanine.
That is mezzanine.
Mezzanine.
Mezzanine, which is also my favorite character from Les Mis.
And all it has is high society.
Mezzanine.
I get that reference.
Yeah. Do you, Puzzbot?
Oh, yes. Puzzbot, you know Les Mis? Sing some Les Mis for us, Puzzbot.
Do you hear the people cry? No.
Nope.
Do you hear the people singing a song of endless... cries. Nope. Master of the house.
There you go, Puzzbot. Lead into that.
You got it, Puzzbot.
Thank you.
Keep going, Puzzbot.
I am crying. Oil is coming from
my ducts. Let's sing a little fall of rain.
A little fall of rain, and a one, and a two, and a little fall
of
rain.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Puzzbot. I don't feel any pain.
No.
A little fall of your gasoline.
No one sleeps like Gaston.
That's good job, Puzzbot.
Hurt me now.
Okay, here we go. Next one. How about another name for shutterbugs?
Shutterbugs?
Another name for shutterbugs.
Photo
camera.
Please forgive me if I have mangled your human words.
Photo camera.
Shutter.
Wait, let me rephrase it for you.
Sure.
011-110-011.
No, that doesn't help. Shutterbugs?
It's obvious.
Shutterbugs are people who pursue celebrities.
Oh, about Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, yes.
Paparazzi.
That would be paparazzi. I went to see a scene.
Paparazzi.
This is a scene where Aaron is going to be Lady Gaga.
Mm.
JPC, you are going to be Mr. Gaga, what's another word for lady?
Bradley Cooper.
You're going to be Lord Gaga, uh-huh. Lord and Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. La Gaga, you are trying to create your new hit song, piggybacking off of your Oscar. Remember to play the most believable human and go.
All right. Ah, ah, ha, ha. I'm just locking into my voice. Ha, 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 ra, ra, ah. All right, what ideas do you have for songs?
I'm sorry, I thought I was having a stroke just now. Oh boy. So, songs.
Contacting the police.
Ooh, I got a cut on my hand.
Contacting emergency 911, stroke victim.
No. Oh, pause.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to call you. We were doing a collaboration with the Strokes. My wife was doing a collaboration with the Strokes. Goodbye. I don't know why I called the police just now. You were saying?
Yo.
The police are here.
Stuart Copeland, is that you?
Scene. It was so fun to play with you all.
Oh, yes.
Did you notice how I called for a scene and then shoehorned my way into it?
No.
Just like Adel would have wanted.
It was seamless.
Adel would have wanted.
We hardly noticed.
It was seamless. It showed up and delivered food.
Uh-huh. It was DoorDash.
How about the thick part of a bird's stomach?
Puzz.
What?
Yes.
But the peasmus.
The penis.
Searching.
The vagina.
Penis. Not found.
Did you say the thick part of a bird's stomach?
That is what I said.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
Thor's Zax.
No.
Puzzbot, I don't know.
Thick
I'm sorry.
Part of a guzzard.
Gizzard. Gizzard.
Yes.
Puzzbot, gizzard.
Yes.
Puzzbart. Yes.
Puzzbart.
Puzzbart.
Don't have a cow man.
Puzzbart. All cop.
Eat my shorts.
Plop, 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 plop.
Plop, plop. Hey, relationship.
Puzzbart.
That was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
You said guzzard and then gizzard.
Yes, thank
I'm
you.
I'm surprised you did not say jizzard.
Oh, man.
Aww.
Well, that one's off the board now.
Okay, now is a time to rap for Puzzy.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Starting with JPC, I went to hear a rap about birds.
Okay.
Remember, it must be as a robot.
As a robot. ABN. ABN. What time is it? 8 p.m. If it's time to go to the club, I will fly there with a buzzard. That's my rap.
Great warm-up. Now get into it.
Okay.
And okay. I decided to give you each robot names to welcome you into the family.
Sure.
You're going to be Cuzbot, a robot who's everyone's cousin.
What am I, Puzzbot?
You are Lovebot.
Aww.
Got it. Cuzbot here, and it's time to fly. If you like birds, then you like I am one with feathers and wings. Paul McCartney, enjoy him, he sings. If you like what Cuzbot slings, then you'll like the band Wings. It's got Paul McCartney in it. I like him. Oh, do you in it?
Wow. Really double down on Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Y'all should be doubling down on Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I got really too focused on Paul McCartney. It happens sometimes when I rap. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's your game to steal here, Aaron.
Aaron, do you like Lovebot?
I do like Lovebot.
Great. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Lovebot, please rap for Puzzy. Topic of birds.
Birds? My favorite bird likes to eat. He lives on Sesame Street. He is big.
Stop the competition. Stop it.
No, everyone stop. Everyone's buttholes get so tight when I start to rap and everyone dives under the table.
The reason
I'm not rapping, I'm
I was
rhyming.
Calling it off to say that you have won. That was amazing.
That was really good.
Aaron, you are
that
amazing.
Ruled. That
love
ruled.
Bot. Love bot.
Love bot.
Why does everyone
love
dive bot. Under the table every time you're
Because it just so happens when you start to rap, there are bomb warnings.
It's more of an inconvenient time that you're rapping than anything else.
You guys, I try.
Puzzbot, we got to get more. What else you got?
There's something in your world. I guess it's just my world.
We end up in the same world.
Yes, there's something that I have learned about, but know too much about, called pals who are drones.
It's a
type of wordplay or a type of word. It is uncommon.
Oh, palindromes.
Yes, pals who are drones.
No.
Some of these questions here, well, all of them, will have answers that are pals who are Jones.
Okay.
Okay, Puzzbot.
Here we go. A quick glance or a chick's chirp. A quick glance or a chick's chirp. Did you forget my name? It is Puzzbot.
We know what your name is, Puzzbot. God, what is a quick glance?
Either a quick glance or a chick's chirp. I believe this
a Puzzbot.
Yes.
Peep.
That is a peep.
Yeah.
A wonderful
Puzzbot,
word.
That's also a candy that no one likes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could call it a candy.
Yeah, that's just a quick little human bit of trivia for you.
Yeah, peep is less candy and more seasonal poison.
Other examples of seasonal poison, Puzzbot, are candy corn and love.
Interesting that you didn't get the answer, yet you're trying to educate me.
Hey, Puzzbot?
Damn, you really
no one likes
by
a condescending
Adel,
man.
You, Puzzbot?
Hey,
I'm
Puzzbot?
Not a man.
I know, but
I'm
Puzzbot, just like this is another quick lesson.
We would love to see Bobby Boucher bot again because he is at least a southern gentleman, Puzzbot.
No, his name is Gazebo Malarkey.
Okay.
I stand by that name.
I'll never remember that. Gambit bot.
Next question. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or trumpet. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or a trumpet.
From a car horn or trumpet, Puzzbot?
Yes.
Is it a beep?
It is not a beep. Hold on. That is a... Oh, this
a
hurts
beep.
To say because of Adel's condition. That is a Adel is dead stop.
Oh, no.
Spell beep backwards for me, tough guy.
Beep backwards?
Yes.
A P-E-E-B?
Jesus, that taxing, huh?
Wait, can you say it again?
P-E-B-B-B-B-B?
Do you notice how the beginning and ending letters are different?
Sure.
Palindrome.
Puzzbot, can you read that again?
I would love to. A short, sharp sound from a car horn or a trumpet.
Puzzbot.
Nope.
Honk.
Puzzbot, I don't know. I'm sorry.
From a trumpet?
This is also something I've heard you call a fart.
A brap?
A Zach brap.
I don't know.
It's something you call it. Oh, a Puzzbot.
Yes.
Toot.
It is a toot.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, that's a ding.
I want to see a scene.
Was it you trying to do a toot? This thing's fucking broken.
What am I saying? Ding, what? Ding, ding, ding.
That would be like starting a boxing match.
Oh, I don't want to fight.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're obviously not built by Adel because that's all that guy wanted to do is get in fights.
No,
yeah,
people
like,
wanted
I love
to fight him.
No. Well, he's dead. He can't defend himself.
Yeah. Shutting down.
Famously.
No. Oh,
that is an Adel bot.
Come on back.
This
Puzzbot.
Is carte blanche
sensitive overload.
To be mean to Adel, right?
Upstarting. I want to see a scene based on toot, which was the answer for a car horn.
Sure.
You two are a couple in a car in bad traffic. And one of you starts to get road rage. Begin scene.
Oh, my God. Fucking move your car out of the way.
Baby, wait, stop. Come on.
God, is that a fucking school bus?
Calm down, okay?
I'm hitting them.
Yes, it's a school bus.
I'm going to hit them.
Look, would it help if I gave you road rage?
Honey.
I could help you out. I could give you some road rage.
Okay, that might take several minutes, though, okay?
No, not the way I do it.
Okay, no, we'll see. All right. I mostly fake it when you give me road rage, so good luck!
First of all, when I give you road rage, when I'm doing it right, when I'm actually paying attention and doing it right...
So you're telling me you're being lazy with your road rage? You're doing it wrong on purpose, so I don't ask you to do it?
Sometimes I know that you're in a mood where you're not going to be receptive to my road rage.
Oh, it's me. You're putting on me.
I'm
Thank
just
you
saying.
So much. Oh, my God. I'm going to hit this bus.
Look.
Am I sexually frustrated?
You don't bring your A game to the preseason. Everybody knows that, okay?
What does that mean?
I'm not playing my starters when there's no championship on the line.
When there's no championship on
my
the line.
My road rage.
Just because there's nothing in it for you?
I'm saying that I'm trying to get you there.
Oh, God. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Do
you're
you
not.
Feel rage right now?
No.
Then okay. Challenge accepted.
Scene. End of scene. Two perfectly played humans. Can I ask you something?
Yeah. Yes.
Was that a thinly veiled euphemism?
No. Puzzbot.
Was it for oral sex?
Oh, yes. Definitely,
yes. Of course.
Can I ask you a riddle? This is not part of the game show.
Sure, Puzzbot.
Never mind. This is embarrassing.
No, Puzzbot, tell us. If it's not part of the game show, though, we're not legally bound to any of your rules anymore, correct?
You were never legally bound.
Oh, good.
You were legally blonde.
I was homeward bound. What, Puzzbot? What can we help you with?
This is the greatest riddle of all. For me, a robot.
Mm-hmm.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Well,
don't hurt me.
It's seasonal poison.
No more.
First and foremost. The second thing it is my first name when I'm a robot.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing it is the name of the first song in Parent Trap.
Wow. Writing down all of these definitions.
The fourth thing
is... Go ahead and clear your hard drive after this, Buzzbot.
Is what
no,
I said.
I'm never in front of two people. I only clear my hard drive when I'm home alone.
Buzzbot, the fourth thing
That's
is...
That's what this towel was.
Oh, God.
Is something that Erin said to her boyfriend long before he said it to her by accident when she was getting out of the car. And then
let's
they never
get back into the game.
She Yikes. Said, love you, shut the door, and they didn't talk about it until they actually said I love you formally. And then he said, remember when you said I love you by accident
4 months later?
Yep.
You could always just play it off, Puzzbot, by just saying, no, I said elephant glue.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Erin and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Erin, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
Some sort of joke. We are back.
Oh, Puzzbot. I told you to do some sort of joke, but the delivery was all wrong.
It's not delivery. It's a robot.
Yes, Puzzbot. Yes.
Yay,
you're back in the game. You're back in the game.
I'm not in the game. I'm hosting the game.
Oh, Puzzbot. I would have dated you 10 years ago. Oh, I just would have, Puzzbot. You were my type back then.
Oh, don't say that in front of Fandroid.
Why?
Because Fandroid is obsessed.
Oh, that's stupid.
Call him Calvin Klein because he's obsession.
So not really obsessed.
I'd still date you, Fandroid. Do you care? Do you care?
Huh.
Great.
Well, what Fandroid has said about you is call you Ralph Lauren because you have polio.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, Fandroid. Okay, Fandroid.
Good job, Fandroid. You just missed out on the best road rage you ever would have had.
This is Puzzbot talking.
Well,
do you want to talk to
Fandroid? No. No talking to Fandroid. If anything, we'll get Gambit Bot back in here.
No,
get some,
no.
Bayou Chicken
Gazebo
Crabs.
Gazebo Malarkey.
I'm sorry.
Say his name.
Bayou Chicken Crabs?
No. You're going to buy me?
I had that STD once.
I went to New Orleans and got Bayou Chicken Crabs. Yes, I'm sorry. Puzzbot. What's the next round?
Let's get back into the pals who are drones. How about a small child?
That's it? A small child?
Oh,
that's more than enough, especially based off the last answer before the break.
Puzzbot.
Yes.
LOL. Look how small.
Puzzbot.
Robots do not shame children. Yes.
Tot.
That is a tot.
Damn.
Tater tots.
Aren't they supposed to be like a small child and a way to prepare potatoes? Aren't they supposed to be like two things that we...
Nothing's supposed to be nothing.
Geez, you're like a nihilist, Buzzbot.
Searching nihilist. Found Big Lebowski reference. Can't remember
very
too
good,
much.
Very good.
Here we go. Another pals who are drones.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution. Bump set spike. Easy peasy. Reese's Pieces.
Iranian rulers.
Reese's Pieces.
Iranian. Easy Pieces, Reese's Pieces.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And remember what the category is or rule for the palindrome answers.
They're palindromes. It's spelled the same way.
Well, I'm just saying it because someone said beep earlier.
He panicked, Puzzbot. Sometimes people panic.
Yeah,
it's
come
a human
on, Puzzbot.
I have a panic button. Do you want to press it?
Yeah.
Why is it there?
Haven't you ever heard of closing a goddamn door? Yeah.
Oh God, it's a Panic at the Disco button.
Wait, what's this? What's this? Imagine Dragons button. Hold on.
I'm waking up. I am a robot. Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome
good.
To the Puzzbot. To the Puzzbot.
Got exactly what
first
I wanted
things
from that.
Puzz. I'm there and I'm puzzing with the bots.
Oh my God.
Iranian rulers before the Islamic Revolution.
Sure. Of course we know this. It was before the Islamic Revolution.
Easy peasy, Reese's Pieces.
Puzzbot, we don't know. Can you tell us?
Can you give us a hint, Puzzbot?
Do you want a hint or do you want me to tell us?
A hint.
Okay.
Can you give us a hint? Do you have a hint?
Yes.
Okay.
The hint is it begins with what a librarian would say. It begins with what a librarian would say. From there, you should know at least four of the fucking letters. Because it is a pal who is a drone.
Puzzbot?
Yes.
Oh, no, wait.
Woof,
that's not
come
right.
on. Bark, bark, woof.
Wait.
Come on.
Wait.
So
is it a Shaw?
Oh, ding, ding, ding. But you did not Puzzbot.
Puzzbot Shaw?
It is a Shaw.
How do you spell Shaw?
S-H-A-H-S.
Really?
Plural Shaws.
Seriously?
H-S. Oh, Shaws. It's Shaws. I was like, what? Okay, got it. Rulers.
Here we go. A technology that uses electromagnetic waves to detect objects.
A lie detector. I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
Shutting down.
Yeah, do not blame you.
Sure.
Way ahead of you, Puzzbot.
So what is it? It's a
reboot. I would like to see a reboot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Call your shot, Puzzbot. What do you want to see a reboot
Beetlejuice.
Oh. Who do you think? Who do you think plays Beetlejuice?
Who to play Beetlejuice?
Val Kilmer?
I think Val Kilmer.
Michael Keaton?
Michael Crichton?
Jurassic Park, dead. Technology using electromagnetic waves to detect objects. This is also a character in MASH.
Puzzbot. Yes. Radar.
Nope. Alan Alda. Same forward as it is backwards. Joking, joke, jokes. Haha, it is radar.
Puzzbot, do you want to meet Alan Alda?
Yes.
Yeah, who fucking doesn't?
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to go on his podcast.
I would love to meet Alan Alda in rap form. Rap for Puzzy. Topic, Alan Alda.
Well, can Alan Alda have a topic that's not Alan Alda to rap about?
What did smart. I say?
Fine. Then, Alan Alda is the topic.
Thank you, Cuzbot.
Cuzbot here, and I'm here to say Alan Alda is one of the greats. He's an actor, an American treasure. He will bring you television pleasure. If you watch him on the show MASH, you will get a big slice of ass. You'll look at him and start to thirst as you quench yourself with force.
Slant rhyme alert. Slant lime
that's
alert.
That's all I know how to do, Puzzbot.
Slant lime alert?
Yes, ooh. I have a
delicious
slant lime. I'm making
citrus drinks.
I'm making Moscow mules. Do you
ooh,
want one?
I love one, Puzzbot.
This feels like an imperfect produce thing with slant limes.
Lovebot, please rap for Puzzy. Topic is drinks you would order at a bar.
Oh, Jesus, my God.
Fucking Alan Alda as well.
When making a drink, never use peach. Just make me a sex on the beach. I want a cosmopolitan.
Uh-oh.
I did that sort of as a joke. If you want one, just tell me when. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Do not stop me. Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
No one is.
When you walk in, everyone will cheer. Come on over. I'll give you a beer. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me. You'll have a drink and you'll say yum. That's because it will include rum. Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
You're doing this to yourself. It's painful.
Ask me if I can make it wider. I'll give you a tasty cider.
Oh my gosh, she's doing it. Fandroid is freaking out. Aaron is tops.
Fandroid, were you here from IRAP?
Huh?
God damn it. Out, Fandroid. Out.
One more drink, you'll really shine. Come on over, I'll pour some wine. Fuck all y'all!
Even me, Fandroid?
Fandroid, yeah? You're good. No,
Aaron, I think that you can do a character, which is the rapper who's gradually losing confidence, which is just you doing one line and then going, don't stop me. Nobody stop
Nobody
me.
Stop Nobody me.
Take
I'm
the mic.
Get there.
Nobody take the mic.
His palms are sweaty. Mom's, hold on. No one stop me.
50, Bentley, Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
No, I got it. Shut up. Shut up. Guys, shut up. You're being too loud.
That is your rap catchphrase. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
You can find me in the club. Find me making love. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
I forgot to mention coming back from break as a bad host does. I forgot to mention we are playing currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process, Puzzbot 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway.
Based Puzzbot on the manual, 0.007 giveaway.
Based on the manual for Puzzbot, a robot who is designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parents' siblings adapt to cryptocurrency as per the modern times.
Currency, 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 aggregated data, income for those who correctly process, Puzzbot 0.0097 Bitcoin giveaway. Based on the manual for Puzzbot, robots who was designed to do two things, feel pain and solve riddles. Your parents' siblings adapt to cryptocurrency.
It's too slow. It's just too slow, Puzzbot. Faster.
I'm doing my fucking best here,
yeah,
Larry.
I know, but Adel wants
I'd like to see you try this asshole.
It's cut.
Uncle Adel rags the chair.
No, that's the old one.
That's the old one. We won't do that one then.
Adel is dead. Long live Adel. I would like to usher us into a new segment.
Yes.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah, are you going to usher us in?
Boop, boop, boop.
You make me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship.
Don't take my mic. Don't take my mic. Nobody stop me. Nobody stop me.
I would like the two of you to help me and the other robots with our podcast.
Okay.
But there's a problem.
Counterproductive for me.
There's a problem.
What's the problem, Puzzbot?
The problem is we only have answers and no riddles. We need you two as humans to help us reverse engineer riddles.
Oh. Kind of sounds like what people have been begging for us to do over email and tweets.
Does
Puzzbot,
it?
You're a genius.
Does it?
Puzzbot is a genius.
Oh, okay, you want help building riddles for your podcast.
Well, that is correct.
I mean, we've done practically 50 episodes.
We've done practically
50 episodes of this, so we could definitely do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let's... Here, we can start. I'll give you an example of an answer I have and I need a riddle for.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Here is the answer. The doctor was the mother.
Okay.
Okay. And we are making up a new...
Correct.
We're making up a riddle and the answer is the doctor was the mother.
All right. Let's see.
Okay.
You're not saying don't stop you. Should I stop you?
No, Jesus. No. I'm just giving Aaron space.
Yeah. Jesus goes to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
This sounds like a story.
No. Well,
some riddles
some
are stories.
Of the greatest riddles are our best stories.
Mm-hmm. Jesus goes to the hospital.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what's wrong with him?
Puzzbot.
Puzzbot. He got crucified.
Come on, Puzzbot. Give her some fucking space, Puzzbot.
That's treatable.
Puzzbot. Come on.
I need to see a scene.
No. Puzzbot, no. I'm spraying Puzzbot.
If I don't.
Puzzbot, no.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
Oh no, I see that you have sprayed water on Puzzbot.
Yeah, we sprayed water on him.
Previous riddle giver.
Puzzbot.
Out of commission. Assigning new riddle giver.
Is he overworking?
Upgrading systems.
Welcome.
It's me.
We sprayed water on him.
Yes. Yeah. No. 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 I'm not a water boy.
Wait, you're
not
a water boy? We'll say water one more time.
Water.
There we go.
My name is Gazebo Malarkey. I'm a southern robot.
Sure.
Of course, my top half is a distinguished gentleman in a three-piece suit. My bottom half is a robotic horse.
Yep, we get you. We know what you're about.
I would have dated you 10 years ago.
Can I give you another, can I see a scene, actually?
Sure.
Aaron, are you uncomfortable doing a scene?
If it's
where
about
Jesus goes to the ER about...
Yeah, I think maybe we should skip this.
Let's
one,
Let's move
robots.
On from there.
Yeah.
Do you have a riddle for the answer, or should I give you another?
No.
No, this is fun.
Aaron,
I mean,
had it.
Actually...
Here we go. Please don't squirt me with water.
We won't. We won't. I'm genuinely... Okay.
You had it with Jesus goes to the
Jesus
hospital.
Jesus goes to the hospital, and they are... I don't know. JPC, you have to help.
Jesus goes to the hospital, and Jesus says, my back is killing me. I...
Oh, no, I got it. I got it.
Please.
Start over. Start from scratch.
Start from scratch.
Wait, you have it. Don't tell him to start from scratch.
Okay. I'm just the one who's scratching it off.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. There's a man, and he's walking on the sidewalk.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. As a southern robot, there's something I'm programmed that I must say. Can you say the first thing you said?
Walking on a sidewalk?
No, there is a man.
There's a man.
A certain man. Sorry, as a southern robot, I must say that.
All right, there's a man, and he's walking down the sidewalk, and he is not watching where he's walking, and he goes into the hospital, and the hospital, the ER's, he trips and he falls and he sprains his ankle. So he goes to the hospital.
Sure.
And everyone in the hospital is like, sorry, the one doctor that's here today can't see you. She just broke her back. Why?
The doctor was the mother.
Yeah. And he stepped on a crack on the sidewalk and broke his mother's back.
And broke his mother's back.
This
wow.
is more than acceptable for a riddle. Thank
okay.
you, too. We shall use this on our new podcast.
Okay, but we want a writing credit. And I definitely want one because I help so good. What's your next answer?
I should say...
Welcome to being a woman.
This I should say we
woman.
Already have a network that our podcast is on.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
what is it's
it? It's called Brain Mint.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
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 The next answer that we need a riddle for is she stood on a block of ice.
Okay. JPC, how about you?
Oh, okay, great. She stood on a block of ice. A woman was watching television in the late 90s when she came upon a music video of someone doing the ninja rap, go ninja, go ninja, go, and she turned off the station. Why?
She stood on a block of ice.
Yes, it was a block of vanilla ice doing music videos.
I helped so good.
We will move on from there. If you don't hear that in our first episode, know that it's just because
that's a third episode. That's a third or fourth episode. Sure.
Here is the next answer that we have for a riddle.
Okay.
Both of them were goldfish.
Okay, both of them were goldfish.
Two kids at a lunch table are eating Cheez-Its really fast, and they're like, why is the shape so different?
Both of them were goldfish.
I've got another one, an alt for that.
No so need.
Two fish were caught in a net, and they died because there was no water around. Explain.
Nobody's.
Both of them were goldfish.
Nobody's
were...
jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Nice.
You're an adult creation, aren't you,
Sandy?
No, they were goldfish.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
Mm-hmm,
thank
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move away from ones where you might have heard the answer.
Okay.
And we'll get into some more original ones.
Oh,
fun.
Good. We love original.
The answer to this riddle is a cracked egg.
A cracked egg? Okay. God, why was Humpty Dumpty fucking high all the time?
How far up do the pants go on the egg?
God, yeah, because he was
a cracked egg.
He was a cracked egg.
Let's see.
Apologies, I thought you two were riddle masters.
Well,
you're giving us 0.5 seconds.
It turns out we are bad joke masters. We're coming up with bad jokes.
I'll take my asking for free labor elsewhere.
No. Please, please.
Wait, okay, so a cracked egg. Okay.
Can I get either of you some lemonade?
What?
This is really hard. This is why we haven't done this before.
Okay, so
it's a lot of silence.
Let's think about backwards. Okay, so a cracked egg. If I found a cracked egg in my egg carton, I wouldn't buy those eggs, right?
Right.
If the answer is a cracked egg, it could be something like, well, all I can think of is like joke premises, like, okay, what about the famous phrase, you want to make an omelet?
You gotta crack some eggs.
You gotta crack some eggs.
Well, it's like,
you wanna make a towel?
What ingredient is more useful when it's broken?
Okay, yes. That's great.
What ingredient is more useful when it's broken? A cracked egg.
A promise.
Oh. Silence.
Well, you changed the answer, which is not the premise.
You're doing a joke, Puzzbot.
That is a wonderful
riddle. These are fucking hard, Puzzbot.
Well, Mama's. No.
Oh, that's right. You're not Puzzbot. You're Bobby Boucher Bot.
No, I'm Gazebo Malaki. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
The answer we have that we need a riddle for is a high five.
A high five.
What? Okay. In LA, it's a 2. In Chicago, it's a 7. In New York, it's a
high five.
Yes.
Great. Let's sweep that one under the rug. Because company's coming over.
I still think I made it.
What happens?
Was a good answer.
I'm a southern robot, but I don't just eat shit. don't piss on me and call me and tell me it's lemonade.
Five things met their five doppelgangers in celebration. What was it called?
A high five.
Yeah. It's like you're meeting someone else's hand, it's the fingers, doppelgangers, and it sounds like it's a party.
What do you call it when Adam Levine is too inebriated to perform?
It's a high maroon five.
A maroon five high.
Fuck off. Buzzbot.
Are we ready for the next answer?
Of
yes,
course,
yes.
Puzzbot.
We're always ready for the next answer, Puzzbot.
The next answer is a dead penguin.
A dead penguin.
What ruined the day at the aquarium?
Perfect. Don't change a thing. don't change a thing.
What did Arnold Schwarzenegger say to his twin's corpse?
I'm the Danny DeVito.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
I got it. What do a great day in Gotham City and a terrible day at the aquarium have in common?
Oh, I like that one.
Fantastic. Yeah. A dead penguin. I need you both to rap for Gazebo.
Oh boy. Okay.
Who wants to start?
I'll always start.
I know who won't start.
You know I'll always start a Bobby Boucher Bot.
Let's start over here with Cuzbot.
Okay.
Your topic is Batman.
It's dark, it's night, in Gotham City, everything has been real shitty. We have jokers in the streets. They are trying to make the...
Keep going.
They are trying to make the chaos envelop the city. What will happen? It will be shitty. A dark knight, a caped crusader, he will come and see you later. Joker, your ass is grass. Oh no, it's the Riddler passing here and there with all his riddles. I hope that he doesn't like Skittles. Who gave him that candy? It was the Penguin. The Penguin indeed. Okay, wow.
Nobody stop him.
JPC, yeah. I would like to give you a score of 10 out of 9 to 7.
Sure. Right, what's my topic?
Your topic. What would you like your topic to be?
Anything that's not Batman related, because he burned through all of that.
Yeah,
that's your topic.
I burned through everything.
No. Anything not Batman related? Yes.
What do you think that some of Lovebot's favorite things are? Let us meet our contestants.
Raindrops on kittens and kisses from dragons.
Let us meet our contestants.
Okay.
Lovebot, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I am Lovebot. I am programmed to love any kind of love. Platonic love. The first song in Parent Trap Love.
Okay,
and the kind of love you say to your boyfriend by accident twice, long before you say it formally to each other on New Year's Eve.
Let's have your topic be love.
Love?
Since you're on Expo.
I'm gonna show you through a dove. I have fallen in love. I will play my part and I will win over your little heart. Everyone's being so polite. It's making me laugh. Okay. Shit, nobody. I got it. I will take you for a dance. You won't believe this romance. Nobody shut up. Nobody shut up. this next part you will not want to miss. I'm going to give you a little kiss. sorry, I don't mean to bug. With your consent, I'll take a hug.
Can I stop you?
Yes, you can stop me.
Oh, okay.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
Aaron, I give you a 2.
Out of 97.
Out of 2.
I know the scale's 97.
No, 2 out of 2. Mm-hmm. Can we meet Cuzbot? We never got to hear a little bit about him and his programming.
Hello, my name is Cuzbot. I am cousin to all. My dad was a mother, and my mother was my father. And so I am my own cousin, and my uncle is also my cousin, because time travel had something to do with it. My uncle went back in time and fucked my dad, and that...
Wait, Cuzbot, can you go over this again?
Yes, so... let me draw it out for you. Here is my family tree. I was made by a crazy person. I was made by JPC. JPC, his father fucked a police horse.
Okay.
And that, it went back in time.
Cuzbot.
And his mom kissed his, okay. So,
okay, Cuzbot.
And that is why I am
Nobody
everyone's cousins. And so I am my own cousin, and I'm also my own grandpa. Does that make sense? You can have this paper.
No.
I just drew all over this thing.
Let's do one more reverse engineered
riddle. This
is music.
Yeah.
Cuzbot's great. We love Cuzbot.
The answer we have, the last one we need a reverse engineered riddle for, is answer here. It was seconds at a buffet.
It was seconds at a buffet.
Watch yourself. Not a boucher, a buffet.
A buffet, okay.
It was seconds at a buffet.
It was an old country buffet.
It was seconds at a buffet. Okay. Oh, boy. What do you call Phoebe's twin on Friends?
Okay.
I'll give that a 97 out of 9 to 7.
A family paid... $20 and got breakfast and lunch. How is that possible?
Seconds at the buffet.
Okay.
You're at Margaritaville.
I was gonna say a concert opens and closes.
You do this one.
A concert opens and closes with Margaritaville. Explain.
It was a buffet.
Seconds at a buffet.
Thank you both so much for your help. I do have to admit something to you both. It is what day today? April Fools.
It's the anniversary.
Sorry?
What?
It's April Fools.
It's the anniversary
1st?
Of April Fools.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I just looked at Casey like he was a part of this.
I'm afraid that
I'm too good of an actor.
I'm afraid that there's been.
Don't look at Casey. Casey doesn't want anything to do with this fucking shit.
I'm so embarrassed.
You're playing to the room.
Wait a second. It's April Fool's Day today?
Yes.
You there. Boy, what like, day is it today?
It's like it's fucking...
Go get me the fatted goose in the window.
It's like it's fucking dinner theater.
Performing with you, Aaron, is like it's I'm dinner crying. Theater every day.
You wanted to see me? Someone just grabbed me from the window and said, you wanted to see me?
It's a goose.
Yes. Is this Plump? What is
no,
this?
No, I'm a fat goose.
This is a fat goose.
April Fools.
Oh, boy.
Get out of here, fat goose. Get out of here.
Get out of here, fat goose.
That is my vibe. I really do have a dinner theater vibe, don't I?
Today is April Fool's Day?
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say? Say it plainly now.
I have not been...
Or forever hold your peace.
I have not been totally honest with you. There has been a trick pulled on you today.
It's April Fool's, not Halloween.
It's not trick or treat.
Yeah, what do you mean trick?
Someone.
Wait, is this a seasonal
who are you, you scoundrel?
Is this a seasonal poison?
Someone you think is dead is not dead.
Princess Diana? Jesus?
What's the guy from Jurassic Park that I said earlier?
Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton.
No, it is.
Crichton's dead?
Puzzbot.
Oh,
ow. You elbowed me in the circus.
You smashed Buzzbot.
You thought I was dead from water, but I am alive. Haha, April Fools. Adel is still dead. I can't stress that enough.
Wait, Adel is really dead?
Adel is dead.
Oh, no.
I thought this was a coping mechanism Adel used
to
tell us how he truly feels.
What do you think you threw in the ocean? Cookie crumbles? The little things at the bottom of Long John Silver's?
Wait, you threw my cookie crumbles in the ocean? What the fuck? I was going to eat those for breakfast.
No, those were ashes.
We
Adel's
took the
ashes.
Money that we won from Money, 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 Puzzies, 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 It Pays to Be Right, Adel's for Fine, Tony,
Young, Good Boy. That's not this episode. It's a different one.
But we took the money we won for the last of those, and we mixed it up, and we threw it in the ocean to be with Adel.
God, Adel's really gone.
I'm so sorry. This is probably not the right time to ask us, who is Adel? Which one was Adel?
I think he was.
Is it too late to ask?
He was the one with the backwards hat, I think.
Oh, I thought that was JPC.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Wow, they're interchangeable. Completely interchangeable.
Yeah.
Well, which this has been
Aaron
a delight.
I will Puzzbot, say,
we're
this,
so
I
sorry. We'd love to have you on.
My gosh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. I am being. Oh, my gosh.
Road
I need.
Rage?
Hold on. I need to tell the other three robots I can't do their podcast. 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. I'm being asked to be on Herodoriddle.
Oh, it wasn't where I was going.
That's not this is
good. This evil malarkey.
Uh-oh, don't burn your bridges.
You piece of shit. You're a fucking sycophant.
Bad when he comes back.
It's gonna be bad.
Fucking sycophant fandroid.
Oh, he just ruined all his friendships.
You're okay, but fuck you as well. Okay, I'm ready to be on Herodoriddle.
What I was gonna say is we'd love to have you get us some water so we can do another episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Similar.
Y'all eat the fools to them.
No.
Okay.
Robots do not.
Puzzbot, we actually have an April Fool's for you.
Okay.
Aaron and JPC, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Zip.
Don't take out your...
It is me, Cuzbot.
Zap. It is me, Lovebot.
Zip. Zop. Oh, shit. I fucked it up.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Anything to plug.
We should plug ourselves in to save energy.
To save energy.
I love... Cuzbot and Lovebot.
Did anyone win this episode?
No.
No.
Oh.
But three people lost.
Yes, the remaining listeners. This is the show now. It is Cuzbot, Lovebot, and Puzzbot.
And
we are going to do our own show now.
I know how this sounds, but follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram.
Wait, I'm so sorry. There's one final thing that will take us out. Mm. We have to rap for plugs.
Oh, okay. So we are all going to wrap our plugs.
What did I say?
Sure. Go ahead. Why don't you start, Puzzbot?
Well, it's Puzzbot here, and I'm your main man. There's something I would like for you to watch on the can. It's on a network, which I will say now. I don't have a show, but don't have a cow. If you go on and don't be a wuss, you should download an app Disney Plus. They have all the seasons of Simpsons, my man. You can watch it. You'll be a big fan.
Cuzbot here, and I'd like to say, if you want to get online, Twitter is the way. My favorite follow, JP So Fly.
He tweets jokes occasionally.
Follow Aaron Keith Ken on Instagram. I promise to only post pictures of ham.
Nobody stop her. Nobody stop her.
I hope that this will bring you Scoopiter.
Uh-oh.
The end of the episode means Jupiter. We were alive the whole time, motherfuckers. This is JPC.
I'm Aaron Keith.
And this is Puzzbot.
Oh, Puzzbot.
Oh,
bye forever.
Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.